Alaska's economy is a three-legged stool. It's oil and gas development, which our campaign supports. It's federal investment in Alaska, and it's everything else. So those are the three parts. Joe Miller has talked about only supporting things that are federal spending that is prescribed by the Constitution. Well, you know, I would beg to differ. Alaska is a young state. It's a natural resource state. It hasn't had the opportunity to be developed like many other states have throughout the course of history. And we deserve to continue, and I think it's absolutely appropriate that Alaska's delegation continues to fight in Washington, D.C. on behalf of Alaskan communities, on behalf of Alaskan infrastructure, on behalf of Alaska's economy, developing jobs and creating jobs every way that we can.
You know, we hear a lot now, and we heard a lot in the last campaign season of 2 years ago about earmarks, and it is a controversial practice, of course, some members of Congress moving away from it. Do you think federal lawmakers should still use earmarks?
I think that a congressionally vetted appropriation versus an agency vetted appropriation, you know, an earmark, who knows best as it relates to spending and investment? I mean, I guess the analogy I would draw is that if I had a kid who had a special educational need, I wouldn't go to the superintendent and ask him, how should I educate my kid? I would go directly to the teacher. I might even go to the aide who works directly with my child, because they work every day with my kid and understand my kid's unique needs. Well, you know, I don't know that somebody who is headquartered in Washington, D.C., somebody who is an agency head, is best positioned to say what Alaska's needs are when we have mayors, when we have school board members, when we have local people who understand what our needs are. And that's where this idea of a congressionally vetted appropriation, also known as an earmark, actually can be a very powerful tool. We always talk about the extreme cases, but I'd make the case that the Transcontinental Railroad was once a railroad to nowhere, but it's hard to imagine the development of the American West without that investment from the federal government. And I think that Alaska, because it is a young state, still deserves to have every chance to be developed, maybe even in a new way, but still deserves to be front and center for federal investment.
Earmarks aside, Miller is calling for massive reduction in the size of the federal government. Do you believe changes are needed in the scope or the size of the federal government?
You know, I think that there are places where the scope could be narrowed. But, you know, I think that to say that only the things prescribed in the Constitution, I think Senator Lisa Murkowski put it best during our televised debates. And I sat right next to Joe Miller when it happened. I mean, she asked him point blank, Mr. Miller, you've said that you only believe in what's prescribed in the four corners of the Constitution. It calls for an army and a navy. So would you say that the United States Air Force is not something that should be paid for by the federal government? And I think it put him in a quandary, because I think that there are so many things that are part of Alaska's economic infrastructure. There are so many things that create jobs in Alaska that are tied back to federal investment. It's hard to imagine this state without Alaska's native corporations being strong. It's hard to imagine this state without our 278 fairly recognized tribes being well endowed and ready to deliver and build communities. It's hard to imagine what Alaska would be like without its investment in the United States military. I think that the whole campaign in that way is wrong right on its face.